Talk back Jackson Sports. Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We're heading to the Ray Snell Sports Line. No one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. Welcoming back to the program, Tom Knutson with our Knutson's Outdoor Report. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mark.
And how are things at Knutson's right now? Things well?
Well, you know, busy? It's spring in Michigan.
Yeah.
Fingers are crossed that, you know, it's going to start acting like normal, and we're going to start getting some warmer weather, and the flowers are going to finish flowering, and the trees are going to get leaves on them, and it's going to start feeling like it should, because I think people are starting to get real irritable.
You know,
that might be an understatement.
I kind of feel that a little bit too. I mean, we've had one nice day and then a whole bunch of rainy, windy days. And even on the nice days, it's been really windy, you know.
Yep.
So it's not like we've had an opportunity to string together a whole bunch of really nice days, but that's coming. That's coming.
Yep. We've been spoiled for the last 2 years. We had two really decent springs. Mm-hmm. Even though we were, you know, messing with COVID, we had some good weather during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, that allowed people to get out, and that's kind of why everything blew up in the outdoor industry. So, and last year was a really good spring. So we keep our fingers crossed that we're going to start getting into some regular temperatures and some regular, you know, regular everything.
Right. Well, and it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because we were one of the households that kind of updated and upgraded our outdoor activities in the last couple of years. And 2 years ago when COVID first hit, we upgraded our boat because we knew we were going to be spending more time on it. And that actually led me to having to upgrade my docks, and I needed more docks, pieces and parts, all of which I've gotten from Knutson's. So, let's kind of start there. For those who are continuing to update, upgrade, even the do-it-yourselfers, you can get them set up at Knutson's.
Oh, absolutely. We have everything you need to do to put in a dock, and everything you need to do it in-house. I mean, it's not something that you're going to have to wait 2 weeks for somebody to order or 3 weeks for somebody to order. We stock parts. Poles and cross arms and clamps and stringer brackets and dock itself, cash and carry, buy it and go, or we can do it the other way, where we can send my guy Mike out, and he can create a whole plan and design for you, and then there's a set of installers will come out and install it for you, where you don't even have to touch it and deal with it. I mean, we go from beginning to end. I mean, we have, all the parts that go with it, edging, rubber edging and dock bumpers and, boat ropes and bungees, for the windy, areas that get hit with wind. We got all kinds of everything you need for a dock. We got it.
And quite honestly, I even though I am kind of like the do-it-yourself kind of guy first, quite honestly, if I would have had and took advantage of the professional help, I probably would have saved myself a lot of time and a little bit of headache, with the trial and error and trying to fit different pieces and parts. You get that professional help right out the gate. They know what they're doing, and they'll be able to get you in and have everything installed quickly, as opposed to, someone like me where, okay, now I got to go get this part, go back to get it. Now I got to go get this part, go back to get it. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, you get the right guys. And you start off with a great design. And you kind of mark the parts as you go, and bam, once you take it out, it goes right back in the same way, because you had all the pieces set up the right way. It's quite good to be able to do it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, other things to talk about today. Looks like, all of our seasons are opening up, which is,
everything but bass is open. So.
Yeah.
You can get out there and, catch your crappie, catch your bluegill, catch pike and walleye and muskie and trout in lower peninsula. All that stuff's available to do, as of last Saturday.
Right.
So the only thing waiting for now is bass.
And that opens up when?
The Saturday of Memorial Weekend.
Okay. And bass is still, you can still fish bass. It's just to catch an immediate release, I think most people do that anyway for bass.
For the most part.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. There's a reason why we have 12-inch you know, yeah. a 12-inch limit, and it's very hard to catch a fish over 12.
Right. But
you know, I mean, there's a reason for that. So
small and large, they're still fun to catch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep, they put up a fight. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very target worthy. That's for sure. For those that want to catch and release.
I did have a couple shoot out from underneath my dock last night, which kind of surprised me because it wasn't even that warm, wasn't even that sunny, and I was surprised to see them that shallow this early.
Well, they're hungry.
Yeah, they are hungry. They're looking for the minis.
Everything's hungry right now.
Another thing, I've been going through Facebook, and whenever it's like this time of year, I see my friends who are showing off their bounty of morel mushrooms, and I don't feel like, and I don't think my friends have changed a whole lot since last year, I don't feel like I'm seeing as many morels on Facebook as I did in previous years.
Not just yet.
Okay.
I'm going to think that this next warm-up, I would bet starting Monday for the next 10 days after that, it's going to blow up. I've seen some guys with some. Tapio found a couple in our yard, but just some small ones, and I've seen some really small ones where guys had picked. So I'm going to guess, if my guess is right, we'll probably start seeing the Sunday forward. We'll start seeing we've got plenty of rain. I'm going to bet we'll probably see some good year, some good production next week. Fingers, I'm going to see if my theory works. You know, we had those big storms last August and a lot of tree limbs and stuff out in your picking areas. And going to see if, the theory is correct. This could be one of them bigger years.
So what's the sweet spot? Is it like under pine trees? Is it fallen trees? What is it?
Don't ask me that question.
Okay.
Because, where everybody tells you it's supposed to be an elm, is where it's supposed to be. And, there's not a lot of elms anymore, but... a dead elm has been sitting for a while, but then, I've got a lot of pines and scrub cedars in my vicinity, and I'll find them right underneath that, which, that's not supposed to be that way. So,
yeah.
I got no answer.
Okay.
So it is what it is.
Well, maybe we'll put a poll out there. I'm not asking people to give up their secret spot because they hold that close to their chest.
Everybody does. But the problem is that everybody has their secret spot, but I think it's a new secret spot every year.
Yeah.
I've yet to see them in the exact same place. Like I said, 10 years ago, I think we got 600 out of my backyard.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And since then, if we're lucky to get 100, in a year, that's been a good year. So I think it has to do mostly with, weather conditions and maybe, storms. Let's look and see.
And you just, clean them off, butter them up, fry them up, best way?
Yeah, that's ours, yeah.
Edges, okay.
Yeah, get them, soak them overnight and then cut them and dredge them in flour.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then, we freeze a lot of them so we have them later in the year. So.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
How's turkey season going?
It's been solid. It always slows down after the first couple weeks. But again, the weather again on the weekends haven't been good. But everybody, it's nice. I love this new. Once they went to the Saturday opener and you can hunt for the whole 6 weeks, it's not as up and down. Guys are way more relaxed about hunting them. So when they get a chance, they get out as opposed to beating themselves up because they only got 10 days to get it done.
Right.
It's much better now the way it is and the way it should be. So it's consistent. We're seeing guys getting birds on this on the weekends. Obviously the weekends are much better because people have time.
They do. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not seeing the gaggles around here like we did just a few weeks ago, but I did see a Tom all fluffed up, his feathers out, doing his little pretty dance for the ladies in a field just south of the station here in South Jackson. Yeah.
I've seen him in a lot of places. Yeah, they're still, they're roaming around everywhere, and they know. Now they're kind of hovering in their safe spots where they know they're safe. So
yeah.
You got that as well.
All right. And another thing, we mentioned fishing earlier. Another important thing, make sure you get your licenses, and you can do that when you head into Knudsen's.
Absolutely. We have that ability. We sell a lot of licenses out of here, and we're stocked up well on DNR tape, so we can make sure and get those taken care of.
Right.
And with the weather the way it is, everybody's a little behind, so they're going to want to get that taken care of.
Well, I had a buddy who was asking me about ammunition earlier this week, too. How are you guys doing on ammo?
Well, again, you know, that's not our specialty. That's a Shoebox or a Johnson's and Adrian specialty. We carry it. 9mm, 223, that type of stuff.
Gotcha.
We can get. Are we still able to get? You know, can we look in our catalogs and say, I want this, you know, I want this Remington product or this Winchester product? You know, we can't do that yet. It's still not, just not there.
Okay.
But it's better than it has been. I think it's still, we're still a couple years out on some of it. I mean, I just don't think it's gonna get fully completed for another year yet before you can get what you need. You know, get what you want. You can get what you need, but you can't get what you want.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, as far, you mentioned supply chain, and as far as that goes, what has bounced back that you're perfectly fine with and everything with that you had issues with maybe a year or two ago, but now supply chain issues are all cool and you're good with that product? What do you have there that people were?
Well, I think most fishing product at this point looks pretty good. I think a lot of it was that they couldn't get it last year, so it came in late. At the end of the season, and we didn't cancel back orders, so we got product then. New product coming in seems to be way better than last year. Rods and combos, and still a little tough on some reels. Reels seem to be a little less, but rods seem to be pretty good shape, and combos seem to be pretty good shape. So that type of stuff. Line seems to be all right. They're just little things here and there. That's just the way it is. But it's way better than last year, and the store looks, in my opinion, the store looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Compared to where we were a year ago. I mean, as far as the shelves and stuff like that. So, we're expanding some racks and stuff like that we've had packed really tight to make sure we had room, so it made it look full. So now we're opening up some racks that. We're going to add some, it will expand a little bit on certain areas, bass hooks, stuff like that have been kind of hard for the last couple of years. So now it looks to be a little better. So we're adding a couple racks just to, bring in some more variety.
Well, I'm always impressed with your tackle section. Doesn't even matter what time of the year. I always go in and walk through those aisles anyway when I'm in there. Always impressed with your tackle selection that you have there. And it's, can't wait to get out on that water again.
Yeah, it's not too far away. I'd say next week people are going to be complaining it's too warm.
Oh, jeez. Well, I don't want to handle any of those complaints.
Nope, me either, but I guarantee you people have air conditioners on.
All right, very good. Well, Tom, as always, we appreciate the visit. Thank you so much.
All right,
enjoy
Mark.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you soon.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.